This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. As you know, the big Singapore summit was yesterday. Donald Trump, our president, went down and met with Kim Jong-un. I guess it went very well, but I really felt sorry for Dennis Rodman yesterday as I'm watching CNN.
You know, I had no idea. First of all, I did watch it, and I went between CNN and Fox. And for the first time ever, you guys, I felt like CNN said some nice things.
Yeah, well, they didn't have a choice.
I know,
but I was
still
shocked. I mean, how could you say something bad yesterday? It was a world event that was unfolding, right?
Yeah, but they even said that never in their lifetime did they ever think that Kim Jong-un and any of our presidents would ever shake hands in the history of the United States of America. And I was like, do you know that you're CNN? You better stop saying nice things. Stop.
I still don't trust that little fat guy. I'm sorry. I just don't.
I don't trust that guy.
You got to watch out for him. He's going to do a switcheroo on you.
Here's what I thought would be annoying is because basically they said they were going to meet, but they didn't know how long they were going to meet because everything that you said, imagine I'm talking right now.
Yeah.
And then I have to wait because somebody has to tell you what I'm saying in Spanish or whatever.
Yeah.
That would make me crazy.
According to a report this morning, though, it's been leaked that Kim Jong-un understands English.
Oh, really?
And can speak English. He just fakes it.
Wants to.
He fakes it and takes the interpreter to make it seem like that he's not really understanding, right? But even Dennis Rodman has said that the guy understands, especially basketball terms, that he knows English.
Well, if the president would have done it in basketball lingo, we would have been fine.
All right, so Dennis Rodman, as you know, Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman, big friends, right? Dennis Rodman breaks down. He's got a Make America Great Again hat on.
Oh,
he's
God.
On CNN. They're interviewing him, and he starts bawling like a baby.
I didn't see this.
He was so happy
was.
That his little friend and Donald Trump met up.
I didn't even know this happened because there was nothing else happening. They went into that room and they sat down. They said they sat down together because of the height difference.
Yeah.
So they wanted to be in front of the press so they looked the same height, which I thought was hysterical.
Yeah.
And then I was done after that. I didn't know he came on and cried.
He came on. His lip, his lower lip with that ring in it was quivering. Here's Dennis Rodman yesterday.
God. And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open.
I remember you saying it.
It's amazing. When I said those things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days.
He's bawling like a baby.
But I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day. I'm so happy.
I'm happy for him, too.
And CNN actually gave him credit and said Dennis Rodman crazy. Had a lot to do with this.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, isn't
Dennis
it?
Dennis Rodman, he breaks down. He just absolutely is overjoyed.
Good for him. Good for you, Dennis Rodman, bringing countries together and stuff.
Is that wild? That was the highlight of yesterday. That was
so
better.
Crazy.
And then I guess there's outrage this morning for everyone that's a Bachelorette fan. They cut into the rose ceremony.
No, they did not.
And put the summit on just as a rose ceremony.
No.
So Bachelorette friends are just beside themselves.
Because I have that DVR and I didn't watch it. So that's what's I'm gonna have on my DVR.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
I guess.
No.
Now, I don't know in what parts of the country that happened.
Yeah.
Simply because of the time difference, you know.
Yeah.
So the summit happened at 7 o'clock our time. So I don't know if it happened here in Denver, but I know in the East Coast they were in the middle of the rose ceremony. When they broke away, breaking news.
That's the worst time to do it. We need to know who goes home.
Yeah. But you had to think that the networks are going to go to this historic moment instead of a rose ceremony, right?
No, we need to see who goes home and who gets a rose, who stays.
And then the menu came out of what they ate yesterday.
Oh, God.
All right. The White House, they released the menu of this historic meeting, as it's put here, of the North Korean dictator and Donald Trump. They had shrimp cocktail.
Nice.
Stuffed cucumbers. Beef short ribs. Yeah, because he's short.
Maybe that was why. Yeah.
That might have been an insult, yeah. Actually. And they had champagne and sushi.
They drank?
Along with fried rice.
They drank?
Well, I guess Kim Jong-un, Donald Trump doesn't drink.
Right, that's what I thought.
I don't think he's ever touched alcohol in his life, he claims. And but I they say that Kim Jong-un is a boozer.
Likes to tie one on with the champagne.
They say his favorite is Hennessy.
Well, that champagne, though, make you a little gassy. Just saying, that might not have been the best choice. You put all that food and some champagne in that little body, you got a fart fest.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Unbelievable.
Really,
what a day yesterday. That was crazy.
That was crazy. And now, though, listen to this. And now, though, Iran. You know who Iran is, right?
Yeah.
Those are arch nemesis. Well, they got out there and they're like, don't trust Donald Trump. Kim Jong-un, you're stupid. Don't trust him. And so
don't trust him. What about that little fat guy?
I'm just saying.
I don't trust him.
That's what they're doing now. That's what they're saying. It was a whole riot yesterday because we got together with them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I don't know.
That was a historic moment, though, to see it yesterday. That was kind of cool. I watched it a lot in the afternoon into the evening when the actual handshake was. There was no high five. They didn't do a belly bump. Nothing of that nature.
So I had my son watch it because I felt like it was a historic moment. So we watched it together, and I thought he brought up a great point. He goes, so what do you think is going to go on the internet? What are the memes, and what do you think will go wrong with this? Because that's how they think. It's got to have like a meme later or some kind of blooper. But I don't. So far, nothing. I haven't seen anything. Have you?
I've seen a couple.
What
were they? I saw where they switched their hair.
Oh, okay.
They put Donald's hair on Kim Jong-un.
Right.
And they took that. Man, he's got the funkiest haircut, that little dictator, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does.
That is one wacky haircut. How do you get that?
I don't know, but I thought he was going to put USA in the side. I thought that would have been nice to shave that in there.
Show some support.
Yeah, but no.
Bring everybody together, I guess.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen that much. I haven't seen that much as far as, you know.
I didn't feel like there was any mess-ups.
Yeah, there wasn't anything that's really made the headlines this morning about, oh, my God, I can't believe they did that. Except for Dennis Rodman bawling like a baby.
That's it.
That's the only
Have
one
you
we
seen
got.
Any, Sean?
No, and I was watching. I watched the
you
handshake
did?
And all. Yeah, it was very fascinating. But I haven't seen anything.
I feel like he's facetious.
Yeah,
well, I
like
watched it.
Facetious.
You know, they were two guys that shook hands, and then they went into the room.
You don't like world history?
I think it was great.
It really is a moment in world history.
I agree, and I watched it, and I was a part of that. But there was nothing I saw that was exciting or wonderful or like, wow.
I feel like you're a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Why?
Me too. You're un-American.
Yeah, no kidding.
What happened to you, man?
I mean,
you used to support that Make America Great Again hat all over the building here until you got called into the office for it.
Yeah,
I know.
And then I put it away.
Because you were causing a, what do they call it, workplace?
A hostile work
environment.
Yeah, with that hat you were wearing. You have awarded since.
No, not once.
Well, because he got, it was HR thing.
Yeah, now I'm afraid to wear it in the public.
You're going to get beaten up.
Totally.
Well, because you were doing it intentionally and to a couple of people intentionally that you knew you would rile.
But I think after yesterday and what went down yesterday, I think it's okay. I think he can dust the hat off now.
He's coming around. People are starting to think maybe it's okay.
Fire that sucker back up, dude. Right,
I don't think so.
I think you can now.
You can't.
I'm not wearing
She'll
it to
cry
work.
Again.
I don't
and I
need
said to
make
everybody,
it.
I said, the door will open.
I remember
amazing,
you saying
it's amazing,
it.
It's amazing when I said those things.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.